You are listening to The Morning Devotion, a local program on WYAW 93.5 FM Pooler, Savannah. We are reading from the daily devotional titled Authentic, written by Sean Boonstra and published by Pacific Press. Each reading is meant to be a moment of reflection, a brief peek at one small facet of the stunning picture of Jesus provided to us through the three angels' messages. Our prayer for you is that you will find yourself drawn ever nearer to the one who stepped down from glory to be closer to you. Good morning, Fern here, and thank you for listening to today's devotion. Our reflection for the month of March is, I renounce the world and its sinful ways and have accepted Jesus Christ as my personal Savior, believing that God, for Christ's sake, has forgiven my sins and given me a new heart. Today's verse is Matthew 6, 14 and 15. For if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. The title of today's devotion is, To Forgive Like God. But first, a song.
I'm the one who held the nail. It was cold between my fingertips. I've hidden in the garden. I've denied you with my very lips. God, I fall down to my knees with a hammer in my hand. Do you look at me? Arms open. Forgiven, forgiven. Child, there is freedom from all of it. Say goodbye to every sin. I hadn't done. I've seen things I wish I hadn't seen. Just the thought of your amazing grace, and I cried, Jesus, forgive me. God, I fall down to my knees with a hammer in my head. Could have been 6 feet under. I could have been lost forever. Yeah, I should be in that fire. But now there's fire inside of me. Here I am, a dead man walking. No grave gonna hold God's people. All the weight of all our evil lived it away, forever free. Who could believe?
Don't deserve it. Forgive.
Deborah eyed me suspiciously. "What do you mean, forgive him? Do you have any idea how badly he hurt me?" "No, I don't," I answered softly. "But I do know that he is still hurting you because you haven't let go of it. You're living with that pain every single day. Forgiveness doesn't mean you have to like what he did or say it's acceptable. It isn't acceptable, which is precisely why it requires forgiveness. Why not just let him go?" Forgiveness can be a really tall order. As I was dispensing advice, I knew full well that I struggle with the same problem. Some hurts seem to be too big to release, but the only person being destroyed by allowing yourself to marinate in the pain is you. It is far better to let go. After all, God has let go of what you did through Christ. The gist of what Jesus is trying to say appears to be, "I want you to be as generous and patient with others as I have been with you. Forgive us our debts," Jesus taught us to pray, "as we forgive our debtors," Matthew 6:12. "But if you do not forgive men their trespasses," he explained further, "neither will your Father forgive your trespasses," verse 15. When you begin to grasp the magnitude of Christ's gift on the cross, when you hear him cry out for a father who doesn't appear to be there at that moment, when you begin to realize what a high price he paid to secure your place in his kingdom, it becomes obvious that Christ's generosity is boundless. His capacity to forgive is incomprehensible. "A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another," Jesus told his disciples, "as I have loved you, that you also love one another," John 13:34. Left to our own devices, it is hard to love and it is especially hard to forgive. Grudges often run deeper than the pain actually caused by the offense committed against you. But as you witness Jesus taking your bill of debt and nailing it to his cross, Colossians 2:14, it becomes very difficult to hang on to bitterness. Once you begin to realize how completely you have been forgiven, it changes how you live with those around you. And now, a song.
You were forsaken, I'm accepted. You were condemned, I'm alive and well. Your spirit is within me because you died. Thank you.
Jesus, you are my
Thank you for joining us for today's devotion. We are reading from the daily devotion titled Authentic by Sean Boonstra. For more information on this devotional, Sean Boonstra, or to hear any devotions you may have missed, visit our website at www.wyawradio.org. This program has been brought to you by WYAW 93.5 FM. Until tomorrow, may God bless you today.
That in love we can forgive. It is the only way to live. Obey God and see that we can live in harmony. Since God has forgiven us, it's true. You forgive me, I'll forgive you. I'm gonna start to show forgiveness from my heart.
Only there was a way for us to get back home.
Yeah. Well, at least we're all friends again. Hey, has anybody seen the professor?
Nope.
Ah!
Hey, do you like it? I made it entirely out of bamboo and coconuts. Pretty good, huh? Well, climb aboard.
Hey, Bob?
Yeah, Larry?
Next summer, let's just sell lemonade, like everyone else.
That sounds like a good idea.
You know that in love we can forgive. Hey, man, it is the only way to live. Obey God and see that we can live in harmony. Since God has forgiven us, it's true. You forgive me, I'll forgive you. I'm gonna start to show forgiveness from my heart. So do your part and show forgiveness from your heart.
Cause we all make mistakes sometimes, and we all step across that line. But nothing sweeter than the day we find.
It's hanging over him like the clouds of Seattle. It raining on his swag, falling deeper in the saddle. It's written on his face, he don't have to speak a sound. Somebody call the 5-0, we got a man down. Now you can go and play it like you're all rock and roll, but guilt does a job on each and every man's soul. And when your head hits the pillow at the nightfall, you can bet your life that it's gonna be a fight, y'all. Cause we all make mistakes sometimes, and we've all stepped across that line. But nothing sweeter than the day we find forgiveness, forgiveness. And we all stumble and we fall. Bridges burn in the heat of it all. But nothing sweeter than the day, sweeter than the day we call.
Mama told me what I would be in for if I kept all the anger inside of me pent up. My heart been broken, my wounds been open, and I don't know if I can hear, I'm sorry being spoken. But those forgiven much should be quicker to give it, and God forgave me for it all. Jesus bled forgiveness. So when the stones fly and they aim at you, just say forgive them, Father, they know not what they do.
Now you can go and play it like you're all rock and roll, but guilt does a job on each and every man's soul. You know, and when your head is the pillow at the nightfall, you can bet your life that it's gonna be a fight, y'all. Cause we all make mistakes sometimes, and we've all stepped across that line. But nothing sweeter than the day we find forgiveness, forgiveness. And we all stumble and we fall. Bridges burn in the heat of it all. But nothing sweeter than the day, sweeter than the day we call.
Sweet the sound that saved the world. Raising up the broken.